Islamic Revolution revives a Muslim woman's model. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, we are in the 10 days done, the period marking the victory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979. Iran's Islamic Revolution triumphed with the presence of the whole Iranian nation from all walks of life. Yet, women played a very outstanding and effective role in this regard. Before the revolution, the Western view on women was dominant in Iran, and the Shah regime had done its best to fight all human values in women to turn them into the tool of implementing the American and European goals in the country. The instrumental look on women had begun since 19th century and reached Iran in early 20th century, but it reached its climax in 1970s with the growth of materialistic thoughts and technological and cinematic progress. Thus, secularism spread all over the country. This thought deemed no value for religion in society and politics, and limited it to individual life. Europe and the United States were introduced as the examples of progress and ideal life, and religion was introduced as the enemy of modernism and progress. The first ruler of the Pahlavi regime, Reza Khan Mir Panj, was an illiterate and self-conceited man who was a servile stooge of colonialists. In view of this, he blindly followed the dictates of his masters in the West, and as one of his first steps in modernizing Iran, he ordered the prohibition of hijab by women. Thus, the military and police of the regime would beat women and force them to remove their chador and scarf in public. Many ladies preferred not to go outdoors for years to keep their chastity and dignity. As his date was expired, Reza Khan was dethroned by the British and his equally servile son, Mohammad Reza, was brought to the throne by Britain. Mohammad Reza continued his father's path. He left no stone unturned to change the Iranian lifestyle into a Western one. He himself was a licentious man to the extent that some writers wrote down his immoral, behind-the-scene lifestyle in their books and memoirs. Ali Shahbazi was one of the forces of the Shah's special guard who wrote in his memoir, "From the time of Asadullah Alam's premiership, his ministry had set up a special center for entertainment of Shah. Their job was to bring married women, beautiful girls or wives, and daughters of those who wanted to obtain a position for the Shah." The great leader of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, said on the oppression and injustices that women had suffered during the Pahlavi regime, "Woman has been oppressed in two phases. One was during the Jahiliya, or the period of pre-Islam ignorance, which Islam did a favor to human being and took woman out of the injustice and oppression she was in. The other one was in our Iran that woman was oppressed, and it was during the era of the former Shah and his successor. Claiming that they want to liberate woman, they wronged women. They took woman down from the position of nobility and dignity that she had. They turned woman from the position of a spirituality into an object. And in the name of freedom, free women and free men, they took freedom away from woman and man and made women and youth immoral." Imam Khomeini believed that woman has a dignified and lofty status. She can reach the highest degree of spirituality while engaging in scientific, political, and social activities. He said that the ultimate goal for mankind, regardless of their gender, is to get proximity of God. Being a servant of God and worshiping Him is not limited to gender. The Imam said, "Woman is a human, and that's a great human. Woman is the educator of society. It is from the woman's lap that humans are trained. It is from the woman's lap that man ascends to heavens. Happiness and misery of countries depend on woman. Woman makes human being through her correct training and develops the country through her correct training." Imam Khomeini then refers to the view of Islam and the beautiful conduct of the Prophet of Islam toward woman, saying, "The history of Islam is witness to the unbounded respect of the Messenger of God to his daughter. To this noble child, Lady Zahra, peace be upon her, to show that woman holds a special greatness in society to the extent that, if it is not superior to man, it is not less than him." Imam Khomeini used to recommend women to strive in acquisition of knowledge and attaining moral virtues, as they are the source of happiness and every good thing for society. Years into the victory of the Islamic Revolution, effective efforts have been made to survive women's dignity in Iran. Muslim women of Iran have achieved many progresses in a variety of domains, such as sciences, sports, technologies, arts, and so on. They have strongly proved that having hijab is by no means an obstacle on the way of reaching pinnacles of progress. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says, "Woman, in the logic of Islam, has a perfect model and a structure. An Islamic woman is the creature which has faith and chastity. She holds the most important part of training human being. She is effective in society. She has scientific and spiritual growth. She is the administrator of the very important family center and the source of calm for the male gender. All these exist beside female characteristics like fineness, tender-heartedness, and preparedness for reception of divine rights. And this is the model of the Islamic woman. On the contrary, there has always been a deviated model in history. Today, that deviated model is the Western woman, whose characteristic, instead of those outstanding and lofty ones, which we mentioned for Islamic women, is to be able to draw the attention of men and please them. Thus, the Western woman is characterized by nakedness. You can see that a man should be fully clothed in their ceremonies, while a woman should be as naked as possible." We'll be right back.